8:42 on Jacksonville's Morning News. Republicans seem to be inching toward key votes on the Trump Big Beautiful Bill. Fox's Ryan Schmelz, our guy on Capitol Hill, with an updated look. When we were talking yesterday, there was a lot of discussion about some of the hearings and testimony and whatnot. Update us on what happened and what may come next here, Ryan.
All right. So we actually just got breaking news here that House Ways and Means Committee just advanced their portion of the One Big Beautiful Bill. So this bill is one step closer to passage, but we'll see if this is going to be good enough to get certain Republicans on board.
Obviously, it comes down to math. Remind us what that picture looks like for the House Speaker to be able to muscle all of this through.
Well, just to give you an idea of how hard this is going to be. Last time they did this, the budget reconciliation process, they passed the final bill with, over a dozen Republicans voting no. Well, they can only afford to lose about three people this time. So they're in a pretty rough situation. Yes, I mean, you already got Thomas Massey from Kentucky who's going to be a no. You've got Victoria Sparks who voted no on the framework. So really, they can only afford to lose maybe one more Republican if they want to have any chance of this thing passing.
Are members of Congress hearing from state and local government leaders that SALT issue, which kind of relates to the local tax deduction for state and local taxes, are they getting an earful from people within their delegation at the state and local level that, hey, if you cut deep here, it just means we're going to have to pass that along to the same people and it comes from us and not from you?
I mean, it's a complicated issue, but there's been a number, I think at least four New York Republicans, at least Stefanik included, who put their foot in the ground and said, hey, we don't like the deal the way it is right now, so you better add more money to the SALT deduction or we're going to vote no on final passage. So actually, Speaker Johnson is going to brief the conference at 9 o'clock today. That's going to be a probably key hearing or key meeting in terms of getting this thing across the finish line.
What are you looking for next out of all this? Obviously, this morning's briefing and then what Republican leaders say out of it, but what else?
Yeah, I think it's if they're able to cut a deal on SALT. That's going to be the big one. But also, we're expecting the Energy and Commerce Committee to vote at some point soon on their version of the bill. That's the committee that oversees Medicaid spending. So is what passes out of there going to be good enough for Republicans? Are there going to be any no votes over Medicaid?
Obviously, important stories that we'll follow for you over the coming hours and days ahead. Fox's Ryan Schmelz, our guy on Capitol Hill with the update. Appreciate it.